It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Today is your street's birthday. Today is the 200th anniversary of the Manhattan Street Grid. At the time, the borough went only, or the city for that matter, about as far north as Houston Street, then known as North Street. But the grid planned out a huge swath of Manhattan. It would affect both future development and how we experience Manhattan today. Hillary Ballin is an NYU professor. She's curating an upcoming exhibit on the Manhattan Street Grid at the Museum of the City of New York, and she joins us now. Hillary, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, orient us. What was Manhattan like 200 years ago?
It was a thriving port city with a rapidly growing population and a group of leaders who saw that the city would become one of the great world cities. It was going to continue to grow, and in order to thrive, it needed to be ordered in a regular way. And that was the impulse behind the creation of this master plan, the 1811 grid.
So wasn't there a group of people who actually kind of planned this out and scouted the whole city out and drew the map, basically?
There were. What happened was in 1807, the city council realized that it was going to be thwarted each time it wanted to put forward a regulating plan because property owners up the island would object. And they turned, the city council turned to the state legislature and said, "You help us come up with a plan because you'll be in a better position to override the local property owners who object." And between 1807 and 1811, a group of surveyors took to the ground of Manhattan and began plotting out the lines for the grid. And it was on this day, 200 years ago, that the three commissioners, after whom the plan is named, the commissioner's plan, unveiled this plan that stretched from roughly Houston Street, as you said, to 155th Street.
Now, if you are you're going to survey the land, there are lots of farms up there. These streets would go right through people's property. What did they encounter when they tried to plan this?
They encountered animosity. And John Randall, the lead surveyor, writes about being attacked by tomatoes and being pelleted in other ways as he traversed people's land. They did not want their property cut up to make way for straight streets.
Now, what's the deal with Broadway? Was Broadway part of this original plan? If I recall, going back to my college days when I did take a History of New York class, that was an old Indian path.
That is right. And the commissioner's plan had called for its elimination. And it was in the course of the 19th century, as the grid was making its way up the island, that Broadway was reinstated. And the fact that we have Broadway to this day and we love it, and yet we don't perceive it in any way as undermining the effectiveness of the grid or the presence of the grid, tells us something about just how flexible it is, that it could tolerate this big diagonal slash through it, and still the grid prevails.
How come the West Village doesn't really follow the main grid plan?
The West Village had been essentially settled by this time, and it represents a compromise, because if you wanted an absolutely clear plan, you would have drawn a line right across Houston from river to river. But being practical, the planner said, no, let's carve out this neighborhood, which is already well established, and we'll begin our grid just north of it.
And talk about the length, or actually the width, of specific streets, and how come there are certain streets that are larger, like 14th Street, 23rd Street, 96th Street?
I think that the planners anticipated the need for some wider streets at these regular intervals to accommodate the flow of traffic from east to west. The fact that there were so many east-west streets reflected their perception that that would be the primary access from river to river of the city, because it was a port city, and the unloading of commerce and its distribution through the city from those shores was seen as the most significant sort of pathway of circulation. And so those wider cross streets were just these punctuated moments to allow, I think, smoother circulation.
And what's truly remarkable is how the street grid adapted to the different types of technology and transportation systems that we use. I mean, cars work pretty well in the grid.
There was a mode of thought somewhat earlier, maybe 20, 30 years ago, that the grid was not so good for traffic because it created a choke point at every corner. But I think that perhaps now we understand the grid as a very successful diffusing system. It really is a brilliant network.
Okay, thank you. Hillary Ballin is curating an exhibit that will open later this year at the Museum of the City of New York. For more about the city's street grid, visit transportationnation.org. Hillary, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Richard.